Welcome to the New York Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Heather Franz, and this audio section covers the scoring of the Grade 8 Writing Mechanics Cluster, questions 30 and 34, found in Books 2 and 3 of the January New York State English Language Arts Test. In Writing Mechanics, we're assessing how well the students understand the mechanics and conventions of writing, such as spelling, punctuation, capitalization, language usage, and paragraph and sentence construction. The Writing Mechanics Cluster consists of the extended response from the Reading Cluster and the extended response from the Listening Cluster. To score this cluster, we will use holistic scoring, which means we read both extended responses and assign them a single score. As you start scoring actual student papers, you will notice that the prompts and topics are different from the current operational test. This is because students only respond to one extended response during field testing, and a minimum of two samples of extended writing are needed to score holistically for writing mechanics. Therefore, it is not possible to provide writing mechanics samples from the current test. However, the same principles and scoring concepts we will go over with the anchor and practice set papers will be applied to the clusters you will see in live scoring. Please remember that students are not scored on writing mechanics when they are scored holistically for reading or listening comprehension in the other parts of the test. They are scored for writing mechanics once during this exercise only. Conversely, the student writing is not scored for reading or listening comprehension when they are being scored for writing mechanics. In short, writing mechanics is scored as an entirely separate entity. Please find the writing mechanics rubric at the beginning of the writing mechanics section of the scorer training materials. Please follow along as I talk us through each score point. First, a three-point response demonstrates control of the conventions of written English. There are few or no errors, and none of the errors interfere with comprehension. Grammar, syntax, capitalization, punctuation, and paragraphing are essentially correct. Any misspellings are minor or repetitive and occur primarily when a student takes risks with sophisticated vocabulary. Another way of looking at this is that these are the types of errors often seen in first drafts. For example, the student might write then instead of them. Basically, there are few errors and they are very minor. Overall, there are no errors that interfere with your ability to read and comprehend the papers. A two-point response demonstrates partial control of the conventions of written English. There may be some errors in grammar, syntax, capitalization, punctuation, or spelling. Overall, the errors may interfere somewhat with your ability to read and comprehend the responses. A one-point response demonstrates minimal control of the conventions of written English. There may be many errors in grammar, syntax, capitalization, punctuation, and spelling that interfere with your ability to read and comprehend the papers. This refers to how smoothly you can read the students' responses without mentally needing to clean up a lot of errors. It is not just how much you need to slow down while you are reading, but how much you had to slow down in order to figure out what the student was trying to tell you. Overall, the many errors make it difficult to understand what the student has written. A zero-point response demonstrates a lack of control of the conventions of written English. The errors make the student's writing impossible to comprehend. On the next page, you will find the Writing Mechanics rubric chart, which has the same information, only in a horizontal format. There is only one difference between the vertical format and the chart. There is one additional column, Quality, which further clarifies the conventions of written English. This chart is a useful tool in scoring. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Remember, for writing mechanics, we use holistic scoring. So, we will not be counting errors. Rather, we are looking at the density of the errors, which is the quantity and quality of the errors in relationship to the length of the writing. In other words, you may have spelling errors that are just first draft issues similar to the type we discussed a little while ago. There also may be spelling errors that make it impossible to know what the word is, or the attempt to spell the word is not based on phonetic spelling. Different types of spelling errors need to be viewed a little differently during live scoring. One is obviously more severe than the other, and that's the reason we cannot count the number of errors in the papers. We must look at the response as a whole and use the holistic scoring method. On the next page are the scoring considerations. In addition to the writing mechanics information in the last paragraph, note that if there is no original student writing in even one of the extended responses, the cluster will receive a score of 0. If you turn the page, you will find the condition codes. These are also useful in scoring. Please note that the State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank even if you can read it. Looking at our next page, we find the annotation key. As we review the student papers in this scoring guide, we will see circled abbreviations in the margins or above some words. This is your key for those annotations. The first one is faulty capitalization, which means a letter should be capitalized. The word lowercase means the opposite. A letter should not be capitalized. Language usage points out an error in syntax or grammar, and omitted word notes that a word has been left out of a sentence. Next is faulty punctuation. This means that a punctuation mark, such as an end mark, a comma, quotation marks, or an apostrophe is missing or has been used incorrectly. This key covers a wide variety of possibilities, which you will have an opportunity to see in the anchor papers and practice sets. Other marks to look for point out run-on sentences, sentence fragments, or spelling errors. You may also see the following annotations. The letter X stands for unnecessary word or unnecessary letter. For example, a student has written a word twice. Another annotation is AWK, which stands for awkward sentence. This refers to a sentence that is correct but awkward to read. What we are considering in the writing mechanics score is the student's overall control of the conventions of written English. Ask yourself if there are a few errors, some errors, or many errors. And remember, we are not counting errors. We're looking at the quantity or density and types of errors in relation to the length of the extended responses, as well as how much an error affects your ability to read and comprehend the student's responses. Therefore, it is possible for a student with a limited amount of writing and only a few errors to score better on this activity than a student with a lengthy response and many errors. Okay, let's move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to the next page. Here we find the anchor papers for the first writing mechanics cluster. At this time, please pause the audio file and read all four clusters. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now.